So, Coach, I always like talking about this subject, required minimum distributions, RMDs. It's my money, and yet they're forcing me to take it.
Parker, it's also called something else. It's called two or three different things, isn't it?
It is. There's multiple variations, but all of it's the same thing. It's Uncle Sam forcing you to take your money on their schedule.
Wow.
Yeah, RMD, required minimum distribution, or MRD, minimum required distribution. But what it really boils down to, and we see mistakes, and this is a great time of year to be talking about it so we can correct those mistakes before the end of the year.
Okay, yeah.
We see these mistakes almost every year after you could correct it. So when it's too late. And so when that happens, then we have a whole different situation going, because you have to ask your advisor why they didn't look out for that for you.
Sure, sure.
Because once a date comes and then it's gone,
and it's gone.
It's too late. And So what we need to do is make sure that we understand what the RMDs are, our required minimum distributions are, looking at all our different IRA and 401k accounts, and knowing that once we are age 70 and a half, all sorts of alarm bells go off at the IRS, don't they, Parker?
They do, and that's under current law.
But we see the mistakes, because here's one thing. Maybe you have one advisor who's on top of things, but you haven't shared all your accounts with that one advisor. So they help you take out your required minimum distributions for the accounts that they know about, but you either forgot about or didn't tell them about other IRA or 401k accounts you have, and you didn't take enough out of that one account to justify the IRS not giving you a nice little letter in the mail. Never fun to get an IRS letter, by the way.
No.
Now, I got one a few months ago, and it's because I overpaid a little bit on taxes.
Oh, really?
I was very happy on that.
That's always a good
I told
day.
Them to carry it forward to next year so they can maybe send me another letter, friendly, like that as well. So, yeah, it's really... That's what I felt like when I got a good letter from the IRS. Because you don't get many good letters from the IRS. SMART Retirement. S-M-A-R-T is an acronym. And a strategic movement around retirement taxation. And because taxation exists, and if you don't believe it exists, you find out big time in retirement that it exists, because a lot of your accounts, matter of fact, most of your retirement accounts are tax deferred, which we call tax time bomb accounts, because you haven't paid tax on any of the money. Now the money you put in grew, hopefully, if you have in the right place.
Mm-hmm. Right.
We've seen it shrink too, haven't we, sometimes?
Oh, unfortunately, yeah.
People come in, they show us where the money was, and it was in the wrong place. But let's just assume it grew way bigger than it was when you put in. Now all that money is fully taxable in retirement, and 70 and a half comes, and you start having to take money out, even if you don't want to. Again, the minimum required distributions. If you're not sure about your MRDs, give us a call. We've got a special worksheet. We can help you figure out where all your accounts are, what date you have to use to look at the balances in those accounts, because that's another place where people get in trouble. They look at their current balance, and then they send an MRD check, or they take a certain amount of money out of their accounts to satisfy what they thought would satisfy the government, but they took the money out of the wrong balances. So we have to help you figure out what balances you need to do for that equation. Right, Parker?
Yeah. I mean, if you have a little bit of a loss and you have 2 cents too low, they're going to come back and haunt you.
Yeah.
Wow.
And they don't play.
No,
and they don't play. And it's a 50% penalty for every dollar you haven't taken out. Mm-hmm. So let's say you were supposed to take out, $5,000, and you only took out $3,000. Now you have $2,000 difference. What's 50% of $2,000? Chris, our math major?
$1,000.
$1,000. And that goes right to the IRS. It doesn't pass go, and you never get it back.
Oh, man.
And so we always joke that the penalty to take money out of your IRAs and 401ks early is 10%. So they penalize you 10% if you take the money out too early.
Sure.
They penalize you 50% if you don't take the money out.
Government.
There's no logic in that at all.
No logic at all.
No. So, Parker, roll the tape here.
If I had $1 million, I'd be rich.
So we teased the listeners earlier about a case study here, and we like to do these case studies because there's real-life examples about what could happen with different portfolios.
There you go.
Parker, give us your details this week.
All right, so I had a couple that came in earlier last week, and they were two listeners from one of our local shows here, and what they were looking at is they had $1 million. They're 59 years old. The missus is a few months younger, but she still falls in that 59 category, and we wanted to see, retiring at 65, would they be able to keep the same standard of living they're accustomed to? So we were looking at a true retirement income plan. Now, everyone knows, and Coach touched on this earlier, the risk involved. Our goal was to minimize risk as much as possible.
Mm-hmm.
Now, luckily, we didn't have to have the budgeting or savings talk like we have to have a lot of times with people. They understood that when they were pulling money out, that there could be chances that they're used to receiving X, they're now receiving Y, they have to adjust their lifestyle. That wasn't needed here. So we took that $1 million and we left $250,000 of it in cash. Now there's a lot more issues behind the scenes, but so we were taking $750,000 and making that the piece that was going to be in the protected retirement income bucket.
Okay.
Now Two 59-year-olds, 750,000 retiring at 65.
All right, let's throw it in the computer. Well, Parker, I figured out from 59 to 65 is 6 years. So the money's going to grow for 6 years, and then what happens?
It starts that distribution way before that RMD requirement.
Yep. All right, so this is IRA money.
This is all tax-deferred, yes,
tax-deferred,
sir.
Which is IRA money, 401Ks, IRAs, whatever, which means they have to pay tax on every penny they take out.
Mm-hmm.
There's no magic solution to that. If you haven't paid tax on the money before, guess what you have to do eventually?
Pay taxes.
I don't care what. There's some advisors out there, though. We've seen it.
Yep.
They're lying to people saying that they can get money out of IRAs without paying tax. Is that true or false?
That is false.
It's absolutely
100%.
False. And that will get you. That's right. It's false. You can't do it. And if you do it, you can do it. And then what'll happen?
Oh, you'll get that nice letter in the mail.
You won't have to worry about expenses for the rest of your life.
Boom. Your retirement plan will blow up because the government will come and help you, and then you'll be in a lot of trouble. Because they will put you in tax court. You'll be paying all sorts of stuff. So, all right. It's IRA money. They've put it away for 6 years. The $750,000 has grown. Now they're going to start getting a yearly income of what?
The yearly income they will start receiving is $69,000. That was their target goal, including taxes. So we're looking at a gross income from their accounts of $69,000.
So $69,000 from the $750,000 account they put away 6 years ago.
Yes.
All and right, $69,000.
Now, of course, we run every plan through age 121.
Right.
And we had the heart-to-heart, and we made sure the numbers work. But the mister, of course, wanted me to say he's not going to live a day past 89 or he's going to be taken behind the barn, was his exact words.
Oh, wow.
So he said, kill me off at age 89.
Kill him off at 89.
What about her?
Now, we kept her going. I kept her through age 121 as well, but then she said age 95 would work.
Okay.
But I don't think she had the same requirement of take behind the barn. So what we had here, $750,000, 6 years of deferral, and we're start taking money of $69,000 a year. Now, at his age 89, that is $1.6 million that was paid out from a $750,000 investment.
Wow.
So if he lived to 89, of course, if he lived longer, he could keep getting the money.
Oh,
but
yeah.
If he lived to 89, he took out $1.6 million. How much is still left in the balance?
$1.2
Wow, that's incredible.
So we call this a spend and leave plan.
This is the spend and leave plan.
Because they spent what they started with and more, and they're still going to leave more than they started with to the next again.
That
makes
good.
A lot of sense.
Yeah.
And of course, we have to take inflation adjustments, changes in tax law, but that's the moving target. But we made sure the numbers work through multiple scenarios.
No doubt.
So the absolute minimum income they would get each year is $69,000. And over, if he lived to 89, that would be $1.6 million. Is there a chance that they could get more income going through?
Oh, of course. Market goes up, that number increases, and it's always going to keep that account balance keep growing because we didn't touch principal a single time.
So this is what I like to do. This is called the worst case scenario. All right, because a lot of people like to be blue skied and plastic banana and all this kind of stuff. But what we try to do is show you the worst case example could be better, never be less. Thomas, that makes a lot of sense.
It really does. And it's something that I've seen. We all have our own projections, just like, you know, the news outlets do and everybody. And the thing is, we have to make sure that our projections are lining up with what's possible.
Yep.
Parker, this is absolutely incredible. I mean, you're taking something. I'm sure they had their own projections and you blew them right out of the water in a positive way.
Yeah, they were worried they would only be able to take around $45,000 worst case scenario.
Yeah.
And we made the picture clear for them. Now,
incredible.
We always say past performance does not predict future, like they say on every single stock portfolio and prospectus out there for a mutual fund, but we plan everything worst case through age 121.
Well, it doesn't matter about past performance if you're showing the worst case scenario.
There you go. Exactly.
There's no blue sky going on. It is what it is, like Bill Belichick would say, and that's what is going to happen. So, you know, again, if she lives longer, she continues to get income, and then when she passes away, there's going to be a balance there left on for the kids.
Yeah, and what we're making sure is that even with the legacy, even with the plans, I mean, this still did not take into account that $250,000 we had to leave in cash for them. So, I mean, there's a lot of buffers in the plan. Not everyone has the same goals and objectives.
Sure.
So make sure to get your own personalized income plan done.
Folks, if you want an example done like this, you don't have to have $1 million put aside. Our strategies work best for those of you with over a million. But if you have at least $200,000 and you're one of the next 10 callers right now, we will custom design your very own full-blown retirement and financial plan. There's no cost or obligation for this. It's about a $900 value when you factor in some of the things. Probably more than that when you factor in a lot of the giveaways that you get when you come in, if you call right now.
You know, the first step really is to sit down with a financial coach. If something that we're talking about on the show today resonates with you and you feel the need to just get that second opinion, or if you want to make sure your plan really is aligned with your goals and that very important risk tolerance that we talk about, just call in and you can meet with John Kelly, who is Coach Pete's local trusted coach in the Chicago area, and his team will translate for you that complex financial world into very clear instructions. To take advantage of this true practical retirement review, all you have to do is call us in 800-477-1135. and you will receive a comprehensive retirement review that'll show you where you are now, but much more importantly, a roadmap to get you where you need to be. That number once again, 800-477-1135. Again, that's 800-477-1135.
This is the list we have put out by the AARP a couple years ago. We're going to talk about the Nifty 9 Retirement Planning Mistakes.